to Ruby Riders, Pegging Paradise podcast number 46 on May 7th, 2013. Technically in the wee hours of May 8th. Hey everybody, I hope this finds you well and enjoying Masturbation Month to the fullest. I'm definitely enjoying it myself. There's something about making a commitment to 31 days of straight orgasms that gets my short and sweet erotic fantasies going big time. I'll see a photo and suddenly a story unfolds in my mind. It's all quick and naughty and down to business. Because that's often what masturbation is much of the time for me, is a kind of a down-to-business sort of thing. Not to say I don't have extended play sessions with yours truly, but it's a quicker experience than reading an erotic story for me usually. And, I don't know, like the female version of a jerk-off story, maybe. Anyway, getting down to business. Speaking of that, this is the Bisexuality Podcast. Now, I talked about bisexuality and labels in general on a couple of previous podcasts, specifically numbers 16 and 18, and that was some time ago. I mean, we're on number 46, and I do these weekly. The reason that I did that back then was because I realized that in my zeal to continue to reassure and convince everyone that pegging had nothing to do with homosexuality, despite the automatic association in so many people's minds, that trying to counter that so intensely, I really wasn't saving any space for the bisexual men that actually had longings to be in that, for what was for them, that delicious space betwixt, if you will, and actually did think about being with a man. So I've learned that sometimes those feelings were intertwined with pegging or anal sex, and sometimes they weren't. But in those podcasts, we began to explore that and unpack it all. We talked about the labels involved, and we even got mentioned in the Bisexual Chronicles. So since then, I've tried to make it a point to soften and change my monthly He's Not Gay reminders, which I believe I am behind on. But I did that because it's really important to hold that space for the bi guys out there. And I've begun to realize just how important it is to hold the space so that more bisexual guys feel okay to come out, especially the guys who love pegging, because, I mean, that's why we're all here, right? Okay, and before I go further, I'm going to make a quick mention here that, of course, I completely support holding space for bisexual women as well. It's just that here at Pegging Paradise, the whole gay connotation of homosexuality and its connection to pegging is what makes this all a very connected and convoluted and fascinating subject. So, this podcast theme happened because I got the following email from a listener. I was thinking a good subject would be bisexuality openness. Many of us have some level of bisexual experience or curiosity. I'm very curious myself. Maybe a topic would be to reveal our bisexual experience or describe our bisexual fantasy. Okay, so after receiving this letter, I decided to ask you readers and listeners to write in with your experiences, your desires, your wonderings. Basically, I wanted to know how you handle being attracted to both sexes in whatever way that you are attracted to them and in whatever way you decided to handle it. You know, what do you do with those feelings? Have you been able to share them? Have you been able to experience what you desire? Have you hidden your longings? What space does bisexuality occupy in your life? And I'm going to mention this again because it's really important. In previous podcasts, you have heard me several times express judgment of people who make promises of monogamy and don't keep those promises. Yeah, that's not going to happen on this podcast. The main reason it's not going to happen is because more than anything, I want to hear the truth. And if that truth is that you've made promises and not kept them, then that's your truth. And I still appreciate you sharing your story with us because it adds to the collective, if you will, and we all learn from it. And that's the important part. Here's what I think. I think that bisexuality is another layer of taboo that's kind of intertwined and all tangled up with pegging for some men. The two are related in complicated ways. Because there are a fair number of men out there who enjoy pegging, would also love to have a sexual experience with another man, whether romantic or purely sexual. Though the experience calls to those men, they probably don't feel like they can tell their women about it because these guys already like pegging, so they already like to get fucked in the ass by those women, and it's not unusual for them to have gone through a period of time on the path to exploring pegging and coming out as desiring pegging, where the women with these men have had fears that their guy's sexual orientation was perhaps not what they thought it was, or fears that they were going to be left for another man. And, you know, as far as those fears that their guy's sexual orientation was not what they thought it was, that's actually, you know, might be right, because some of these guys might be bi. But for these bi men, this whole interaction with the pegging and no, I'm not gay makes things a little difficult to progress into confessing any bi fantasies. It makes it difficult to throw certainly both of those kinks out there at once because, you know, that could be overwhelming for a partner. So sometimes these men reassure the women that, no, they're not going to go off and find a man just because they like getting pegged, and they hide the bi, sometimes forever, sometimes just for a time, and sometimes they explore it. So let's see what showed up in the mailbox here. I like the way that this first letter starts off. Funny you should ask. I think many men are a little bi and many don't know it or repress it. I'm the late-blooming cross-dresser who wrote to you several weeks ago about my wonderful girlfriend and I sharing kinks. This subject of bisexuality actually came up just last week. I'm 50-ish and I've always considered myself completely straight. I've always loved and admired and respected women and feminine qualities. Anyway, I had asked my partner if she had ever fantasized about having sex with another woman. She said yes, but had never felt a desire to act out the fantasy in real life. In a spirit of disclosure and sharing, I said for me, the idea of kissing and being intimate with a man felt a little repulsive, so I didn't think I could ever have sex with a guy. But I thought about that a lot over the next day and realized the mental image I had of making out with a bristly, muscly, masculine guy was what was repelling me. So I tried a little thought experiment. If I imagined meeting a sensitive and kind, effeminate gay man, and if he made a pass, kissed me on the cheek, or placed a hand on my thigh or butt, I think honestly, if I was not in a committed relationship, I would reciprocate. For me, I think it's the other person's spirit and character that attracts, not the fact that they have a male or female body. If that person had some of the feminine traits that I admire and find attractive, I can easily imagine letting go and having sex with him. This was a bit of a revelation for me, as I'd spent my entire adult life believing myself to be 100% hetero. I'm not saying that being kind and sensitive are effeminate traits. Obviously, a macho guy or a butch woman can be those things too. I'm just describing what floats my boat romantically and sexually, and having a second X chromosome doesn't seem to be the only factor, if I am honest with myself. Wow. You are just now in the stage of realizing that there's a possibility of same-sex attraction, to some degree at least. It's like the very beginnings of that realization. It's nice. It's very well described. Thank you. It's fascinating to me that you two just talked about this last week. So my question would be, after writing this lovely letter to us, did you go back to your partner and tell her that you'd thought more about it and it wasn't 100% no? I'd be curious to know if you did, and if so, how she received it. Those beginning moments of discovering something else new about yourself can be fascinating and exciting. I mean, hopefully your partner's accepting of the idea, even if you never do anything about it. Because, you know, that's the stuff that builds intimacy, is to reveal those different layers. You two could be somewhere together and meet an effeminate, kind, and sensitive gay man. She could lean into you and whisper, "A guy like this?" And in that moment, you have just shared a very intimate moment. You'd probably go home and she'd fuck your brains out while you both think about what it might be like. Yes, that's an example of Ruby taking something and running with it. Awesome. Thanks for your letter full of honesty. I appreciate you writing in. Okay, here's our next one. Telling my wife I was bisexual was one of the hardest and one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. I've always had an interest in men sexually. If it was only men, I would have accepted myself as gay, and while coming out may have been difficult, I would have found support in the gay community. But I was interested in women, both sexually and emotionally, and was unable to make sense of my thoughts of men, so I worked to repress them. I had no real understanding of bisexuality. There was not a single role model of what a bisexual man was like. There was little talk of bisexuality, and when there was, it was not taken seriously. I did not understand bisexuality to exist at all. What I did know was that to be a man, I needed to be strong and decisive, and not be seen expressing emotion. So I turned my emotions off. I was careful in what I said and how I allowed myself to be seen so that my masculinity wouldn't be questioned. Ignoring my sexual interest in men was easy, as I was primarily interested in women. I also ignored my interest in BDSM, as my thoughts were mostly as a submissive, which did not seem too manly. I met the woman who would become my wife when I was young, and the sex was awesome. I paid little attention to those odd thoughts when they occasionally popped up. Over the years, we had several children and grew apart over all the issues that couples fight over. Between a loss of intimacy and a decrease in sex, I spent more time alone with my thoughts, more time late at night in front of the computer with my sexual fantasies, and those fantasies increasingly went to places I was trying to avoid. Increasingly, the erotica I chose were male-male-female threesomes, femdom scenarios, transsexual women, first-time and forced-by scenarios, and I saw myself as the submissive, as the bottom. And whether I was looking at pictures, watching videos, or reading erotica, it always ended the same way. The moment I came, whatever thoughts were in my head up till that point were instantly replaced by powerful feelings of shame and regret as I quickly closed the browser windows and erased my history. Increasingly, I found myself returning to these fantasies despite being deeply shamed by them. Repressing it was not working. I found myself looking at male for male and couple for male casual encounter ads on Craigslist and other sites, first as entertainment and then as possibilities. I was increasingly tempted to go off and have these experiences, if nothing else to find out if it was really a part of me, but I did not, out of both the guilt I would have of cheating and the shame associated with actually doing the things I fantasized of. When I discovered the Savage Love podcast, I began to hear the stories of straight-identified men, men who also wanted to be with men. Many of them were married, some have been thinking of it, others actually doing it, and most were disturbed by these fantasies. Dan explained that they were normal and this was common. As I went through episodes of Savage Love, I found other sex-positive podcasts, online message boards and forums. And by hearing these men, reading their words, and exchanging messages with them, I began to accept that this was part of me and that it was okay. I want to note that while I credit Dan Savage playing a large role towards my acceptance of myself, this is despite a poor record on bisexuality, including his advice to married men who have a sexual interest in men to round up to straight, while often suggesting that men identified as bisexual are truly gay. Dan has responded to criticism of his opinions on bisexual men as the fault of the bi community for not making themselves more visible, though they would be hard to see when you are either rounding them up to straight or down to gay. But back to my story. I recall the moment I first accepted myself as non-heterosexual. I was at a music festival. The sun was beginning to set, and Passion Pit was playing Little Secrets. With a packed crowd, I was dancing close to several sexy women and men, and it just felt good. I accepted this part of myself for the first time, and it didn't change my interest in women or my love for my wife. I was still me, but the shame was largely gone. While huge progress, the good feelings led to depression as I realized I had no outlet to act on and understand this newly accepted part of myself, as I felt I could never tell my wife. A couple of years earlier, I had shared my interest in anal play, asking her to peg me, making the standard assurance that I was not gay, which, while true, was not the full story. While she didn't say no, she also didn't take any steps toward meeting this need or discuss it again. Not an encouraging sign with something scarier to share. Realizing that I would never have the opportunity to explore this without first leaving or cheating on her, I felt as if I had no way out, as I was unwilling to cheat or break apart my family. Even if I could tell her, she would never be comfortable with me having sex with someone else. Over the coming months, the temptation to cheat continued to grow, and I decided that I had to tell her, if for no other reason, to make cheating more difficult, as it was looking too easy. I tried opening conversations with the intent to tell her, not going through with it. Eventually, I tried a sex checklist, mojo upgrade, where I entered the things I would or would want to do, checked nearly everything, after which she filled out hers. Then we would see only the items we both checked. When I saw the results, it was about what I expected. She selected far fewer items than me, though one did stand out. She checked maybe for a threesome with another woman. Shocked, I asked her about this, and she assumed I would want it, and she may be willing to one day. I replied that if she would check that, I was surprised she wouldn't also check a threesome with a man, as it would be more satisfying for her. She said that she didn't, as she knew I would never want that. With that, the door was open, and I leaped through, telling her about my interest in being with a man. She was very surprised, asked if I was gay, concerned about our relationship. I explained the Kinsey scale, the idea that sexuality is a continuum and not a binary concept, that most mammals are bisexual. Like so many others, she had no concept of male bisexuality, never even considered it. We spoke a bit more, and then she went to sleep. While it didn't go great, I felt like a giant weight was lifted off me. Saying those words out loud, sharing my biggest secret with my wife, instantly changed how I felt about myself and changed the way I treated her. What I did not realize at the time was how I was the source of many of our problems, that the shame and repression and resulting frustration affected how I treated her. Having that secret made true intimacy nearly impossible. The rampaging elephant in the room that was destroying our marriage were the secrets I was keeping first from myself, then from her. That initial euphoric feeling continued, despite our conversation not coming back up for months, to the point I began to question if the conversation even took place. Eventually, I brought it back up and she opened up, telling me that she was confused and needed time to think. She began to ask questions and then revealed that our conversation led to her recalling repressed childhood memories and thoughts of kissing a woman and playing with her breasts. She related my curiosities to her own. Over the next few weeks, I began to share some of the bisexual erotica I enjoyed, which she read as I went down on her. We began to role play with a dildo, and she enjoyed my response. She read Sex at Dawn and better understood humans as sexual animals, reinforcing many of the things I have said about myself. Talk of fantasy evolved to real people, and she opened up to the idea of us finding another couple, a bi couple, with whom we could explore our sexuality together. When I came out to my wife, I was afraid that she would reject me for it, that she would cease seeing me as a man and never look at me the same way again. I was afraid that it would be the final nail in the coffin that was becoming our marriage. While not instantaneous, it was the defining thing that saved our marriage. Letting out this secret allowed me to express my vulnerability. It began open and honest communication. It was the catalyst for her to begin getting in touch with parts of herself she had long repressed. Coming out to my wife saved my marriage and opened up erotic possibilities that I thought could exist only in fantasy for me. 7 months after I came out to my wife as bisexual, the week of our 20th anniversary, we spent the night with another couple, and we both had our first same-sex experiences. Since then, we have spent much time working on our relationship, understanding what our wants and needs are, and reinventing our relationship, not based on what others think we should do, but what works for us. We decided that we were open to dating, forming relationships, and having sex with others as a couple, continuing our sexual exploration as something we share with each other. While being bisexual did not lead to non-monogamy, a charge many make about bisexuals, it was accepting my needs and being open and honest about them that led to both my bisexuality and non-monogamy. While I understand that not everyone is as fortunate as I am to be married to someone who turned out to be so accepting, there is no way to know until you first take the scary step of being open and honest with those that you love. Without the relationship being based on honesty, you not only stand no chance of getting what you really want, it makes it more difficult for the relationship to succeed over time. Thank you, Ruby, for bringing visibility to bisexual men so that more people may realize that they exist and that sexuality is a spectrum. Bisexuality is not necessarily a 50-50 thing, or that it does not require a sexual, physical, and romantic attraction to count as bi. I find that Robin Oakes said it best in her definition of bisexuality, quote, "I call myself bisexual because I acknowledge that I have in myself the potential to be attracted, romantically and or sexually, to people of more than one sex and or gender, not necessarily at the same time, not necessarily in the same way, and not necessarily to the same degree," end quote. Wow. Thanks very much for sharing your story. Navigating through all that and being able to say that your relationship is better and stronger and happy is just truly remarkable. I'm really amazed. Congratulations to you both. Because, you know, transitions like that are obviously not without their challenges, and you described those challenges really well. But the rewards can be amazing. In fact, I noticed in your story that you described the moment you first accepted yourself as a non-heterosexual, and the word that you chose right there so well reflects that inner struggle you were experiencing at the time. It's sort of, you weren't straight and you weren't bisexual, you were a non-heterosexual, like there's this space in between where that's what you needed to call yourself. And yes, there's an entire spectrum of bisexuality. I thought about this a while ago. I mean, I suppose I could say that I'm bisexual to the point where I've met a woman in my life that I love kissing. That's kind of all we do, is just the kissing. But we both love it, and we don't have any urge to go any further. But that's on that far end of bisexuality. You know, am I attracted to her? Do I love kissing her? Absolutely. So, yeah, there's an entire spectrum. And it's definitely not, as you describe, a binary concept. Rigid definitions and labels don't really serve most of the time. And let's see, I noticed you mentioned that there's a misconception that bisexuality leads to non-monogamy. I've had this conversation a fair amount with people. There are different perspectives about that, and I just wanted to elaborate on it a bit. Here's what I noticed. There's a lot of people that believe that if you're bisexual, you will be unable to keep a promise of monogamy because there are basically twice as many people you are tempted by. Because you got the men and the women, right? So how could you possibly resist all those people? So of course you're going to break your promise to be monogamous. All right, people, that's just silly. People either keep promises or they don't. Bisexuality is not a predictor of what some people call faithfulness or their ability to keep a promise of monogamy. Now, other people believe that if you are bisexual, you will need to have your desires for both genders satisfied, so you are less likely to get into a monogamous relationship to begin with. This is probably true. And actually, I think that's the ideal way to approach it, because that way you're going into the relationship with full disclosure, as difficult as that may be. But sometimes the acceptance of bisexuality is not so easy and not such a clear choice, like with the man who wrote this letter. How was he to know that those desires would surface with a passion later in life? That's the situation that seems to be the most difficult, because of the difficulty of the challenge of navigating that transition successfully within a relationship. I love that you value and have a relationship based on honesty. It sounds like it was all very worth the work you put into it. And by the way, I am totally jealous about your 20th anniversary. Dude, that's an excellent story. Congratulations to you both. Okay, next letter. Thanks for posting a bisex topic. I have written to you a few times, most notably the topic of what would you do if you found an opportunity to have sex with two older gay men without anyone to find out. I said I would say yes and enjoy it for hours. I also like your fantasy of you with a room full of bi men. That would be so awesome. I have always had a curiosity about sex with a man, but I'm not interested in men romantically. I would like my first time to include a woman. My wife got me talking one time and asked my deepest fantasy. I decided not to admit the example above, but did say I was fascinated watching her suck me, and I wondered what she feels, tastes, smells, etc. She was happy, I told her. We talk a lot during sex. After I admitted this, she began saying sexy things, describing her sucking, and would say what I am missing. She would say how much I would love it, how it feels in her mouth. She says she wishes I could suck myself. I learned that she is insistent on monogamy and will only describe me sucking my own cock. She will not describe me sucking someone else's cock. It is such a turn-on, though. For about a year now, she shares my cum after oral. I love the taste and texture. I beg her for it while she sucks. We have been together almost 4 years. After vaginal sex, she always cleans me up with her mouth. That is such a turn-on, and she comes up kissing me and sharing the taste. Awesome. I've never acted on my bisexual desires. I would if she allowed me. I hope to someday. Interesting how you took that memory of the fantasy with the two guys and turned it into and added the part about no one would ever find out, because I don't think that that was mentioned. You know, I went back to that fantasy and it was last year during May. Imagine that. And it was day 8, orgasm 8. So it was almost exactly a year ago. But the fantasy came from a friend of mine who had a dream about it and was totally, totally turned on by it. And I shared it, and it got discussed a fair amount in the comments. But yeah, in your position, that's probably what would be necessary to make it fly in your fantasy world, was that you would have the chance to experience that and have never have anyone find out. I love how you two are not shy about the bodily fluids. That's one of my favorite things to share with a partner. It's so freeing and easy and not weird when all the juices are kind of celebrated and shared. Also, I love to hear about couples who talk dirty in bed, especially women. In whatever way that talk happens, that's just another way to cut loose and play, and it can be so fun. I do hear how you feel constrained in not being able to explore your bi curiosity, though. Thanks for telling your story. You know, I hope things progress and that you're able to try that out someday. Meanwhile, you have the sex life many men, especially a lot of the ones here at Pegging Paradise, who want to be pegged and are not. Many of those men dream of having sex lives like yours. And this mention you made of me with a room full of bi men. That's interesting. I'm going to have to go through all those fantasies of last year in May, too, because that sounds like a good one. What I'm curious about is, were they all under my command? Because, yeah, that would be heaven, especially with a few masochists and submissives thrown into the mix. I'm just saying. Thank you so much for writing in. I really appreciate your letter. Okay, next up in the mailbox. It has been a couple of weeks since I last wrote to you, and since you decided to devote your next podcast to the topic of bisexuality, I simply cannot resist bringing you up to speed on what has been happening in our neck of the woods. The last time I told you about the club me and my girlfriend visited a while back, where we had the chance to watch some seriously hot gay sex. This experience has led to quite a few exceptionally arousing adventures in the following weeks. But let me start by saying that both my girlfriend and I are bisexual and have explored that part of our sexuality prior to our relationship, which is, as of now, monogamous. We have been together for 2 years, and although we play around with the idea regularly and explicitly during sex, we have not yet tried to add a third person to our lovemaking. For me, this is the first relationship where a woman not only accepts but encourages my fantasies about other men. She actually is turned on by me being attracted to men just as much as I am turned on by her being attracted to women. I am lucky enough to live in a part of the world where I have never been forced to hide this side of myself, but to find someone who enthusiastically shares my desires really is something else. I have never been in a romantic relationship with a man, but fortunately a number of male friends with benefits have stayed with me over the years, so between girlfriends there always was a chance to enjoy some platonic sex. But let's go back to that evening at the club. On the drive home, we discussed the show we had just witnessed and agreed on how hot it had been. Naturally, we were both really horny at that point, and the butt plugs each of us had been wearing the entire evening only increased our arousal. In that state of mind, we decided from now on spend an entire day per week exclusively on ass play and to further explore gay gangbangs such as the one we had just seen. Oh, and obviously we fucked each other silly that evening as soon as we got home. The next day, both of our asses were sore, which is definitely a love-hate kind of a feeling for me. The pain always is reminiscent of great pleasures one experienced the night before, but sitting down in the office can be quite uncomfortable. We took a day off to rehabilitate, but by the time my girlfriend slipped a finger inside me and started to massage my prostate, while expertly sucking my cock the day after that, I honestly had already come dangerously close to begging for just a fingertip. She asked me to share one of my fantasies with her and started to rub her clit. She often does this, and I always try to be as colorful and dirty with my stories as I can be. For a few days, I had played around with a certain fantasy in my head, so I told her about how I imagined us being back at that club with a handful of guys. We were both naked and tied to a huge bed. There were enough men in the room for them to take turns on filling us up with their hard cocks. So at any given moment, I had a cock in my mouth as well as one in my ass, and three men were giving my girlfriend the airtight, quote-unquote, fucking of her life. I was happy to see her responding well to my fantasy when she quickly got in a 69 position, ordered me to lick her pussy, and continued to go down on me until I came hard in her mouth. Over the next weeks, we regularly returned to that fantasy, especially on our new ass day, which is Friday. I could write a long letter on how awesome this day is. One afternoon, she came home with a wide grin and asked me to get ready quickly as she would do the same. Turned out she'd found a candy store where they sell a sort of lollipop that is shaped like a stick, a dildo, if you will, and is about 10 inches long. We both did not like to suck on a dildo, and so she explained to me how she wanted us to both suck on this instead and imagine it was a real cock down our throats. This probably sounds peculiar, and it must be hilarious to watch, but surprisingly, me laying on my back with her on top of me, thrusting her strap-on in my ass, her ass and pussy filled with plugs, and both our mouths engulfing this incredibly sticky piece of sweetness, works as a substitute for five well-hung men in our bedroom for now. Oh, wow. So this is the couple that went to the Gentleman's Club, as he referenced earlier, and I'm going to post the link to that podcast for those who missed it, because it's definitely worth listening to. I think every single person that's listened to it has been envious that they were not there. I must say, you two have such fun with your shared fantasies, and that you are both turned on by each other's bisexuality is incredible. That's what most bisexual people crave, is acceptance, and they fear being rejected, of course. So, you know, the dream response from a partner is that it's actually a turn-on. Your relationship is a great model, I think, for creativity within the monogamous boundaries, because you may not always be monogamous, but for now you are, and you're so creative with the shared fantasies and the toys and the adventures to erotic places that it's just working really, really well. This is actually the first time I've heard the term airtight fucking. I don't know if that's a porn term. I don't know, but it, you know, it was, the term is definitely evocative of what you were describing. It's awesome. And I'm so excited for you about Ass Fridays. That is just the coolest. In fact, I will be probably thinking of you both across the pond when Fridays arrive. In fact, I have had more than a bit of fun on Fridays myself. I agree. It's a very good day. Thank you so much for bringing us up to date. Thanks for sending your letter. Okay, what's the next one? First, let me say that I love your site. Now to the subject. I am a married bisexual male. I have been bisexual since I was 15. I have kept it secret to all but one person. My wife and I have been married for 23 years, and I haven't told her. She knows I had one experience when I was a teenager, but in truth, I have been with several men throughout our marriage. I have never had a bad experience. When I brought up the subject of pegging, her first fear was that I would leave her for a man. That would never happen, but I feel I can't tell her that I am bisexual for fear she would reject me. I approached her about pegging in the hopes that it would be a substitute for being with men. Unfortunately, it is not the same. But I do enjoy the experience. I hope this gives a little insight. Thanks for your letter. Ouch, it makes me want to give you a big hug and wave my magic wand and make everything okay. I find it really interesting that you knew of your bisexuality at such a young age. I suppose it's good to know yourself that early, but still quite tough to open up about it and tell other people. So you are a person who has chosen not to tell your partner and to satisfy your desires very infrequently and secretly. Many women, you know, when first encountering the idea of pegging, fear losing their man to another man. The whole, you know, the whole concept of why wouldn't he just go out and get a real penis if that's what he wants? Hopefully, as time progresses, she's feeling more secure as she fucks you and you don't replace her with a real penis and a real man. So, I mean, ideally, hopefully that fear is going away. I have heard what you mentioned from other bisexual men, that pegging is great, but it's not like getting fucked by a real guy. So thank you for sharing your truth with us. I really appreciate you writing in and contributing very much. Okay, next from the mailbox. Hello, Ruby. I'm a male, early 40s, divorced, but have been in a long-term relationship with the most beautiful woman I've ever known. At the moment, our sex life has become pretty, lackluster because of a medical condition that required surgery. She's about to be cleared for takeoff soon, though, so we'll be back to it shortly. Normally, however, we have an outstanding sex life. It is so wonderful to have a partner that is so open and that I find impossibly attractive. Be that into me. We were both very experienced sexually when we got together, but it was pretty much all regular sex, but a lot of it. A couple of years ago, we were text fucking, and I screwed up the courage to mention to her that I had a girlfriend in the past that used a vibrator on my ass once, and that I loved it. She got very excited, telling me how hot it was, which gave me the balls to go ahead and ask her if she would fulfill a long-held fantasy of mine to be fucked by a woman with a strap-on. She very enthusiastically said, "Hell yes." I can't tell you how relieved I was. Never in a million years would I have asked my ex-wife for something like that. The trust just wasn't there. Well, long story short, in very short order, she started fucking my ass, and it was better than I could have imagined. All the little things that I have never thought of before, like how hot it was to watch her oh-so-feminine self strap a cock onto her slim body, or how hot our foreplay would be with her strapped. Then the orgasms. I simply never came that hard in my life. She gets off fucking me so much that she usually has to work herself over with a vibrator immediately after she dismounts. We still have plenty of vanilla sex. Nothing could ever replace that. But her cock has become a permanent part of our sex life, too. And the wonderful non-judgmental way she handled it gave me the courage to gulp, confide my bi curiosity. Understand, I'm the utter polar opposite of the gay or bi stereotype. I'm a very tall, large-framed guy, work outdoors, do all sorts of outdoor activities like off-roading, shooting, hunting, etc. A definite alpha male, which is one of the big reasons she's attracted to me. Even as great as she'd been about the strap-on, I was terrified that she would look at me differently when she found out that I fantasized about sucking off another man or maybe even letting him fuck my ass. I finally told her lying in bed one night, and if anything, the idea of me wanting that and loving and trusting her enough that I confided in her turned her on. I breathed a huge sigh of relief, and over the coming months we talked about it often. I explained to her that I am not at all romantically or emotionally bi. It was just the actual sex that intrigued me. She understood completely and couldn't have been more supportive. God, I love her. We even have discussed making it happen for real, but haven't yet. I have no need or desire to step out on her. Part of what makes the fantasy so impossibly hot for me is the thought of her being there with me. Once my girl completes her recovery from her surgery, we'll start slow working our way back into our sex lives and take it from there. We may or may not take it to another level. That will all depend on what we decide, based on what we think when that time comes. We, like all couples, have a few problems here and there. But with both of us being so trusting of each other to the degree that we are, makes you want to work on those troubles. Well, I've taken up enough of your time. I just heard your latest podcast today and thought I'd drop you a note. Have a great day. Great communication between you two. Congratulations on not only telling her about the pegging, but also about the bi-curiosity. I do believe, and I've mentioned this a couple of podcasts ago, it's harder when a man is big and masculine and alpha to not only ask for pegging, but especially for the bi-curiosity as well. You know, kudos to her for her supportiveness, and to you both for the ultra aware way in which you're going about this. This is another example of having a relationship where you have this shared fantasy, but you're not acting on it. And you're not acting on it yet, and or perhaps maybe forever. So, wow. Thank you for writing in. Thanks for sharing your story with us. And I hope her recovery is quick and complete and you guys get back to having your fun soon. So for all you listeners out there who think that once a man owns his bisexuality, there will be this like man-on-man fuckfest and there's no getting around it. Take note here that with everyone who wrote in, there was only one couple who actually are playing non-monogamously and openly. All the rest who wrote in are playing with the fantasy. Now, admittedly, this is a skewed sampling of men because they're all into pegging as well. But I just wanted to point that out because I think the fear many times in a relationship of a man admitting his bisexuality is that immediately he cannot be satisfied with just what I have to give him. Even if I strap that baby on, it's still not enough for him. He needs a guy. He has to have a penis. He's got to go there. Well, these couples aren't. Most of them aren't. One couple is happily going there. One man, one couple, it's all in his head. And occasionally he goes and satisfies that outside of the marriage. But all the other people who wrote in, they're playing with the fantasy. They're talking about it. They're thinking about it. They may get there. They may not. And yeah, these things always, always need to be talked about and gotten into slowly to make sure that you really understand how you feel about it. You communicate how you feel about it to your partner. Everything is honest and on the up and up. That's the best way to make this decision if you end up going there. It's an incredibly exciting thing to do, and it can be difficult. So, you know, it can bring up a lot of stuff. Okay, that would be pretty much it. So let me do a few announcements. I was reviewed on May 1st by Jane's Guide. If you don't know about Jane's Guide, you really need to check it out. She does adult website reviews, and her tagline is, "We waste our time so you don't have to." I was thrilled to get a good review, and I was actually surprised to be put in the mainstream erotica category. I gave her a login and everything, so I know that she had the ability to read any of the stories there, and there's a fair amount of them with the BDSM themes, so... But if she wants to put me mainstream erotica, that's fine by me. I don't think my erotica is that mainstream, but what do I know about what's out there? She knows more about that than I do. I also was given a spot in the advice and information category, which is awesome. Thank you for the great review, Jane. And for anybody who wants to check that out, that website is janesguide.com. Pretty simple. And I'll put the link there too for you all. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, it's May, which I'm sure you've noticed. Masturbation month is here again. And I'd like to say again that I'm having fun. If you want to know what kind of fun I'm having, just check out the blog every day where I detail what sent me over the edge in each of my self-induced orgasms every day. I highly recommend masturbating every day for a month. Or perhaps for those of you who have partners, masturbate on the non-sex nights. Because just basically having some kind of sexual pleasure and release every day for a month. When I did it last year, it totally softened the edges of my reality, if you will. And it's like I was just walking around with a smile on my face. And I will bet that the same thing will happen to you. Okay, last announcement is that May 10th, mark it on your calendar, people. This is like 2 days away. May 10th is Pegging Paradise's 3rd birthday. For all of you people who do not have story memberships and have been craving them, keep your eye out for special offers because they're only going to last 24 hours and you don't want to miss them. 3 years. Wow. And you know, I can honestly say I am without a doubt having the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. It is so nice to be able to say that. Thank you for being a part of it all, because I couldn't do what I do without you readers and listeners. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook profile and a page that you can like, please. Subscribe to my blog. My podcast is on iTunes, and it's also accessible on my blog at peggingparadise.com. And you can send your questions and stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you so much for downloading and listening. The only other thing I wanted to mention is that with this topic of bisexuality, before I just shut it down completely here, I would like to invite all the men who thought about sharing but didn't, who have something to say and would love to say it and add to everything that we talked about today, to please just go ahead and write in. you know? It doesn't have to be a specific podcast, specific, you know, specially for bisexuality. I would like to leave the door open for all of you bisexual guys who love pegging to write in about it anytime, talk about it anytime. And with that, I am going to leave you. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Wow, we are just like 10 minutes shy of an hour here. I am proud of my stamina and your listening stamina as well. So, okay, everybody, until next week, happy pegging.